Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
President Trump will sit down with his top diplomat this morning amid growing pressure to take action in the disappearance of a Saudi journalist.
A new lawsuit accuses Facebook of defrauding its advertisers.
And right now, thousands of people in the East Bay are under evacuation orders with a fire threatening a natural gas pipeline. Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, October 18th. I'm Michelle Griego.
Good morning. I'm Kenny Choi. Those evacuations were ordered late last night in Bay Point, forcing many people to head to the shelters. KPIX 5 has live team coverage this morning. Jackie Ward is at one of the shelters where the Red Cross is now helping some evacuees.
And Ann Makovic has more on the frantic effort to eliminate the threat of an explosion. Let's start with Ann.
Yeah, right now they're trying to relieve pressure on this threatened 12-inch natural gas pipeline here in eastern Contra Costa County. There is a risk of it exploding because of a fire burning above it, which would obviously be very destructive. So at this point, 4,000 people are under evacuation orders. They have spent sleepless nights at a couple of local shelters. We're going to get to that, but let me first show you the evacuation area, the map there on your screen. North Broadway Avenue to the west, Summer Way to the east, and from Sassoon Avenue to Willow Pass Road here in Bay Point. And here is what it looks like in that evacuation order, or in that evacuation area rather, yellow tape blocking off the roadways. And authorities have warned people who are around that area right now, which is a couple of miles from where I'm standing, that at any point they could hear a very loud sound that sounds like a jet engine. And nobody should panic. You shouldn't call 911. That is part of the venting process as they try to relieve pressure on that gas pipeline, and that could take another couple of hours. Let me take you back to all this started. It looks like a power line fell down, starting a fire in Bay Point at around 8:30 last night at a utility vault. That fire still burning above that natural gas pipeline. And Chevron owns the line. It is a 12-inch high-pressure line that runs through the East Bay. And Chevron is working on isolating that line, so the risk is just isolated to that neighborhood. But firefighters say there is still the chance of it exploding. And now right before the utility vault caught fire, there was a grass fire in that same area, which did cause power lines to be shut down. So that is all going to be part of the investigation as far as exactly what started what fire in this area. But it is right now at that utility vault above the natural gas pipeline. So they're hoping to get a drone over that area once the sun comes up to try to figure out exactly how much damage was done. In the meantime, again, 4,000 people evacuated from 1,400 homes here in eastern Contra Costa County. Let's go to Jackie Ward. She is live at the Concord Bay Point BART station, where a lot of those people have spent the night. Jackie.
And people did spend the night at that BART station, but I'm actually now at the Calgary Temple Church in Concord, where about 150 people are here. We just spoke to a pastor earlier this morning who says they set up 150 cots. Those cots all filled up very quickly, but the people here are warm and safe, and that's what matters. They have a blanket. They even have a hot breakfast on the way. The Red Cross just announced that they set up a second location. We'll tell you more about that in a second, but for now, overnight, this was the only place people could come to. About 4,000 people from an estimated 1,400 homes in Bay Point have been evacuated. A pastor here says when they were first asked to open their building to the community, they jumped at the chance to work with the Red Cross, set up cots, and got supplies in place.
As people started to show up, we said, you know what, let's open up the lobby, and we got hot coffee and let them use the bathrooms and whatnot. And then we just started to get a very large influx of people that started coming in. In fact, people were just lined up out the door.
A temporary evacuation center has been set up at the Pittsburgh Bay Point BART parking lot, which may impact commuters and the parking situation. However, BART says they are not expecting service to be disrupted. So if you need help or a warm place to go, you are still welcome here at Calvary Temple Church at 4725 Avora Road in Concord. People are also at the Pittsburgh Bay Point BART station at 1700 West Leland Road in Pittsburgh. And that second Red Cross location that I mentioned earlier, it opened just minutes ago at Los Medanos College Gymnasium. That's at 2700 East Leland Road in Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh police and the sheriff's office deputies are telling that if you need help getting somewhere, if you need help getting to an evacuation center, to call 911. Also, a quick note for kids who go to school here in Pittsburgh, the Willow Cove Elementary School is closed today because of all that's going on. In Concord, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
And getting around the Bay Point area could take some extra time this morning. This is a live lookout at Highway 4. This is not too far from the evacuation zone, and you see some backups going on Highway 4. Now, mass transit, we know, in the area is also affected, so let's head over to Jacqueline for more on that.
Well, the parking lot over at the Pittsburgh Bay Point is going to be a challenge for many riders today. So you're encouraged to not drive your car and park at the Pittsburgh Bay Point BART parking lot. You can get dropped off or drive to another station. But right now, service is not seeing any impact on it. We have 46 trains running right on time with BART. So if you're planning on using mass transit today, so far, so good. We'll take it outside where you can see Highway 4. This is right near Railroad. And this is just slow going, very typical for this time of morning as far as our commute goes. But it may be busier today, as many folks could be driving to a different BART station. So just keep that in mind. You may be sharing the road with a few more people. Right now, our drive time's in the red, 25-minute ride, as you make your way from Leverage over towards 680. We don't have any reports of any accidents or stalls or anything really blocking your lanes. It's just a big crowd starting to develop in that westbound direction. Over along Interstate 80, the East Shore Freeway, this is as you're making your way through Hercules, and this is right as you're connecting from Highway 4. We're starting to see some more brake lights, but overall, not too bad of a ride for your westbound direction. About 20 minutes, a little under 20 minutes, heading over towards the Maze. The metering lights are on, the backup is stretching on your 580 approach, a little bit on the Berkeley curve in the yellow, 21-minute ride heading into San Francisco. The rest of your Bay Area majors, not too bad, especially in the South Bay. We are starting to see some slowdowns along northbound 101 due to an earlier accident. That is a check of your traffic. Let's check in with Mary now on the forecast.
All right, thanks, Jacqueline. I just checked the weather conditions out in the Bay Point area, and looking at southwesterly winds, and even for Jackie's live report, you saw our hair just blowing in the wind with gusts up to about 10 to 11 miles per hour currently this morning. Well, here is a live look with our Transamerica cam, and you can see it's a little blurry, and that's all thanks to the fog as we start off the day. Currently, temperatures are in the 40s and in the 50s this morning. 48 in Livermore, 54 in San Francisco, as well as for Oakland. 50 for you in Santa Rosa, as well as for Concord, and 53 for San Jose. And in Santa Rosa, waking up to the visibility down to about a half mile. So dense fog once again across the North Bay. So just be extra cautious out there on those roadways. Well, as we head through the afternoon, plenty of sunshine, mild to warm temperatures once again today. Maybe a little bit warmer compared to yesterday, but still seasonal conditions as we go through the week. We only see some changes as we head into next week, and we'll talk about that coming up. Back to you.
Mary, thank you. This morning, the Washington Post has published the final column written by journalist Jamal Khashoggi before his sudden disappearance. This comes as President Trump meets with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today. Pompeo just returned from a fact-finding mission in Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Turkish authorities claiming to have recordings proving that Khashoggi was killed by a team of assassins after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The focus of his column today is on the freedom of the press in the Middle East, with one line reading, quote, Arab governments have been given free rein to continue silencing the media at an increasing rate.
The thing that made him most passionate, the thing that really sort of lit him up, was talking about the need for good journalism in the Arab world.
The Saudi government has denied any involvement in Khashoggi's disappearance, but sources have told CBS News that Saudi leaders are preparing to admit that he was killed in an interrogation that went wrong. Yesterday, the president once again warned against jumping to any conclusions about what happened. He said that he doesn't want to jeopardize more than $100 billion in pending arms sales to Saudi Arabia.
A group of advertisers have filed a new lawsuit against Facebook. The suit claims the social media platform vastly overstated how long users were watching ads. Facebook sets its ad prices based on how long users are generally watching a particular video. The lawsuit alleges Facebook kept the problem hidden for more than a year before taking action. San Francisco is providing new details on its investigation into the death of a contractor. In August, 51-year-old Patrick Ricketts died while working on the Twin Peaks Tunnel project. The SFMTA now says his company did not conceal safety violations when they applied for the work. Schmidt Construction said it had not been cited for a serious violation in the last decade. The company has been accused of 3 violations, but those decisions are being appealed, so Schmidt was not required to list them. Time now is 6:09. 5 more women have accused a California doctor and former reality TV star of sexual assault.